For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to the Monday Waffle. We've had a bit of a hiatus, busy lives, uni break, holidays, all that jazz. You are joined by Liz Robbins and
Asha Gibbon.
And there's been a lot going on in the footy world since we last reported.
There's lots. The ladder has had a bit of a shake-up, Liz.
Yeah, and now there's only two rounds left of the season before we go into finals.
I know. So we're kicking back at a good time right before all of the finals fever hits. So should we just jump straight into it, Liz?
Let's go. Let's go straight into it. Round 18. Bang.
Bang. That finished only a couple hours ago because we're actually filming on a Sunday today. So we've got it up on the Monday. Look at us go. So kicking it off for round 18, Peel Thunder defeated Claremont, which I think was a bit of a shake-up. It was 91 to 59, a 32-point win, and this was the fourth loss in a row for the Tigers.
Wow, I didn't know it was in a row.
Yeah.
What's going on over in Tigerland?
I know. And some physical clashes, they broke out across the field early. Tensions definitely high, a bit of frustration. And so best on ground was definitely Will Brody. He had 29 disposals, 6 tackles. Ben Middleton had 23 disposals. Ben Edwards, he had 26 disposals, 6 tackles, and he battled really hard for Claremont, but they just couldn't get the win. And two of the state's biggest draft prospects were among the best players on the field. Daniel Curtin, he made his second league appearance for the Tigers. He had 20 disposals, and Peel's Clay Hole had 20 disposals and 3 tackles. So two boys to definitely watch out for as finals and the draft combine come.
Yes, very exciting. And also, Claremont's captain, Dec Mountford, is out with a punctured lung.
Interesting injury.
Yeah. Ow? Like, that sounds like it would be very – how do you recover from a punctured lung?
Yeah, it's one of those interesting ones where you'll say the injury and all you have to do is – go wow, and then you can't. I feel like it's one of those things you never really find out unless you do some big investigations. Yeah,
when old mate did his larynx,
yeah,
throat. How?
Yeah, definitely, hey, one of the weirder ones.
That's football, isn't it? Next up, we had the Sharks defeated the Royals 96 to 82, so it was a pretty close game, and the top spot was on the line. For the ladder. So it was tense. They were battling it out. Oops. The Sharks showing they were in for the kill this season, but both sides kicked 3 goals each within 14 minutes. So yeah, tight game.
Tensions would have been high within those 14 minutes for the crowd, I think.
Yes, definitely. So the best on ground, we have Harry Marsh, 27 disposals, 3 goals, 9 tackles. Wow, crazy.
Game, yeah.
Jared Jansen with 16 disposals, 8 tackles, 8 clearances. And neither side surprisingly had a recognised ruckman, but Hugh Dixon stepped up for the Sharks. The former AFL player booted 3 goals, 27 hitouts, and 23 touches. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
26 disposals, 9 tackles, 1 goal, and 9 clearances. Lots of good stats coming out of this game.
Definitely. I think that would have been the game to watch on the weekend.
Yeah. East versus East. East. Yeah. The inland.
The inland. Lots of good footy on display there. And then moving on, we had the Swans defeated the Demons. That was 98 to 70. So the Swans came out victorious in a 28-point win on Saturday. This is now the fourth win in a row for the Swans. So we've had Claremont, who've had 4 losses in a row, and now the Swans have turned it around and they've had 4 wins in a row. This is the first time they've had 4 wins in a row since 2017.
No way.
So
that's a long time.
That is a long time. And it's good to see that the consistency is starting to pay off for them. Now, I say consistency, but they did kick 9 behinds in the first half, but they got it together for the second. Best on ground was definitely Aiden Clark. He had 3 goals, 17 disposals. And for the Swans, his presence in the midfield is crucial for the side. Jackson McLaughlin, he had 1 goal, 27 disposals and 8 clearances. Now, the Demons, they did have control of the game in the early stages. Midfielder Jai Clark kicked through the first goal before Simon Hayward got through a second one for the side. And Perth captain Michael Sinclair, he broke a 34-minute goalless drought for the side. So it seems the Swans, they've just been increasing their pressure on the field and they were definitely forcing turnovers from the Demons.
Mm. Next up, our morning Sunday game, or it was at lunchtime. Our lunchtime Sunday game was Subi and West Coast, and Subi defeated West Coast 151 points to 82. So a big 69-point win, which was a huge percentage boost for the Lions, which is what they needed. They were really playing for their position on the ladder in the top 5 today. It was tricky. There was 3 all on the same wins and losses, so percentage is what made it count. The Eagles' accuracy in goals did improve. Shannon Lucassen booted through 6 for the side, huge, and 5 of them were in the first half.
Wow, that would have been a massive first half for him.
And unfortunately, Subiaco's Max Walters injured his ankle in the warm-up, but he was replaced by the emergency Josh Robbins, who went on to kick a goal, 15 disposals and 5 tackles, which I reckon is pretty good display for someone who was just meant to be an emergency.
Yeah.
There, smash it out. Ben Sokol booted through 5 goals from 9 set shots. And Subi had a massive 9 goals in the final term. So, yeah, they were definitely playing for the percentage today and it helped them for sure.
Yeah. And then our last match of the weekend, that was probably literally only just finished by the time we're recording this. So West Perth, they defeated South Freo. It was 91 points to 55. A bit of a big game that was going to be, but then West Perth, they definitely came out on top. So best on ground was Aaron Drage. He had 30 disposals, 5 tackles, 3 inside 50s. Rowan O'Hea, he had 2 goals, 8 tackles, 5 inside 50s and 23 disposals. So massive game from him. Then Luke Meadows had 1 goal, 32 disposals, 3 inside 50s, 6 tackles. And Aidan Lynch with 23 disposals, 10 tackles and 3 inside 50s.
I was working in Freo today and it was pumping out there. The Oval, so many people. It was a great weekend for footy. The sun was shining.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
And interestingly enough, Liz, West Perth, they also have now had 4 wins in a row.
What is going on? It's the number 4.
Yeah, it's the number 4 this week.
Like, I guess later in the season, I don't know. I feel like 4 doesn't seem that hard to achieve in a row, but obviously it is.
Yeah.
As we can see.
As we can see.
So going to the ladder. Yeah, big shake up from when we were last talking about the ladder many months ago.
Yeah.
At the top, we have East Freo, who are currently sitting on 48 points. Second, we have Subi by about 4.5%. So it's all in the little things now. So Subi, Peel and East Perth are all sitting on 44 points. And then we have just scraping through. 5th, we have Claremont. 6th, we have West Perth. 7th, Swan Districts. South Freo, 8th. Perth is 9th. And our good old West Coast, 10th on the bottom.
Yeah. There we go. And I think now next weekend, this is around 19. All the games will be on a Saturday this weekend. So it's going to be a big day of footy. I think all of the games are kicking off at 2:10 as well. So I think, Liz, if I have to choose a game to go to, I'll be picking Tigers and Swans. I think that could be a pretty interesting game.
It could be. Swans could give Claremont a run for their money.
I think so.
Put a pressure on them, maybe rattle their cage.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. If Swans get the win, it could see West Perth, if they win, then sneak up into that top five.
It's do or die, two rounds left.
Yeah, so
All
teams will be playing hard this weekend.
So we've got the Tigers versus Swans, Perth versus East Frio, Thunder versus Falcons, South Frio versus Subi, and East Perth versus West Coast. There's going to be lots on. The top five are definitely going to be playing it's their final game.
Yeah, I think definitely as well. East Frio will be wanting to try and solidify themselves in that number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? I think they've got a good chance to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I saw a story on the Waffle website, which I thought would be great to talk about. It's in the umpiring world. And it was about Munira Foster, who is the first female Muslim goal umpire, which is awesome. So she became involved in goal umpiring because she wanted to join the footy community but didn't want to play, which is, fair enough. As much as I want to play, I also don't want to play, a bit scared of getting tackled and...
Yeah.
Me? She knew the role she would play as a goal umpire would allow her to maintain her religious beliefs because she also wears a hijab. And so she went to goal umpiring and she's gone through. She now umpires Colts, Rezzies, everything, which is
great. Yeah.
Yeah, which I reckon is awesome for being female in the footy world. You can always get a bit scared thinking it's male dominated. But she said, don't be scared of standing out, which I reckon is a very good thing to just tell yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to stand out, but who cares? She has made a name for herself and she's doing so well, which is awesome. Congrats, Munira. We see it. We love to see anyone just moving up in the world and making a name.
I think too, it's definitely a good thing for girls as well. If you're interested in footy and you like watching it, but you are scared of that contact, there's other ways to get involved, like goal umpiring.
So many other pathways, yeah. And then we have the half combine coming up in October.
Yes,
that's very. Kind of-
Yes, well, it'll be quickly. It'll be coming pretty quickly, I think, Liz. At the rate this year's going.
Yeah, it's going to be finals week and then the draft combine.
Yeah.
Oh, blink of an eye.
Yeah, so the 12 WA players were invited to the combine in Melbourne. And for the state draft combine, which that will be held on Sunday, October 15, 4 WA players have been announced for that one.
And if it's anything that shows a good sign, in 2022, there were 12 WA players that attended the national draft combine and 11 were selected by an AFL club.
That's pretty good. And also what I think is interesting to say, obviously, apart from Victoria, because they have the country and metro. So they for metro, they had 18 players invited, and for the country, they had 16. Western Australia actually had the most invited players from the rest of the states and territories.
Wow, huge.
Yeah.
That is very exciting. With the, smallish league that we have.
Yeah, the talent coming out is.
Yeah, so good luck to those 12. Very exciting time seeing our young ones come through and seeing WA shine on the big stage.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if you're not picked for the national draft. There's always the mid-season rookie draft. Robbie Hansen had his debut for North Melbourne a few weeks ago, and he was only playing league at the start of this year. So your life changed in a few months. It's actually crazy.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing with AFL. It's although it's structured, it can be very unpredictable.
Yeah, and just a bit of a shake up. Here you go, pack your bags. You're moving to Melbourne.
Alrighty, I think that's all we've got time for on the Monday Waffle this week.
Yes, I think so. But if anyone listening has any queries or topics that you want us to cover or special guests
they want to be,
yeah, anything, any requests, flick us a message. We can try our best. I'm not going to promise anything, but we can try our best.
All right. Signing off for the Monday Waffle.
Signing off. We will see you guys Monday next week. Ciao.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.